Part 3, The Candidate is the Message. David Axelrod, Obama's chief strategist, has crafted a campaign centered on Obama's personality. But how solid is this veneer? Will charisma be sufficient to put Obama in the White House, or will John McCain force Obama and his surrogates to come forth to debate the issues? If the 2008 presidential campaign becomes a campaign of issues, Obama may find that field as challenging as a bowling alley, given the limited experience he has had in the national political arena. Can Obama win on the issues? In a remarkable segment on MSNBC's Decision 08 show on February 19, 2008, Chris Matthews badgered Texas State Senator Kirk Watson to name one specific legislative accomplishment Watson could attribute to Barack Obama as a U.S. Senator. "Sir, you have to give me Obama's legislative accomplishments. You support him for president. You're on national television. Name his legislative accomplishments, sir. Can you name anything he has accomplished, sir?" Watson dodged the question, asserting that Obama's goal was really to bring hope to the American people. Matthews launched into an even more petulant demand that Watson list some of Obama's accomplishments as U.S. Senator. Watson, clearly embarrassed, finally had to admit, "No, I'm not going to be able to do that tonight." Matthews had moved in like a shark going for a kill, rudely harassing Watson. Yet in the process, he succeeded in exposing Obama as an empty suit, long on rhetoric and short on established political deeds. Matthews, a Democratic Party cheerleader at heart, later turned on Hillary. The sequence with Watson probably would never have happened after Matthews himself succumbed to Obama mania. Then on March 29, 2008, during the Democratic primary in Pennsylvania, another incident reinforced the impression that Obama was truly an Ivy League elitist, out of place among middle Americans. Obama made a routine campaign stop at a bowling alley in Altoona, a middle-class industrial town in central Pennsylvania with about 50,000 residents that has struggled as globalism has outsourced jobs overseas. For some reason, Obama decided to take off his suit jacket, roll up his shirt sleeves, rent some bowling shoes, and bowl. He was dreadful. What's worse, the television news cameras were there to record the event. Through the rest of the day, televisions from coast to coast showed Obama rolling one gutter ball after another. When the media caught up with David Axelrod, he was clearly perturbed, explaining the idea was never to have Obama bowl. Apparently, some advanced person decided it would be a good idea to have him roll a game, Axelrod groused. At that moment, Axelrod would have been well advised to grab his copy of Marshall McLuhan's classic book, Understanding Media, so he could reread the section on politicians and television. McLuhan advised, "TV is a medium that rejects the sharp personality and favors the presentation of processes rather than of products." This Axelrod knew. For Axelrod, Obama's inexperience and lack of accomplishment